Terrified, they both flashed up to the room where Simmy and Zarina were staying. It took a second for Kat's eyes to adjust to the darkness. When they did, Kat had to stifle a laugh as she saw the two of them lying asleep, looking like spontaneous crash victims. Simmy's legs were propped up on the wall, and her body twisted, while her head and one arm were draped over the side of the bed toward the floor. Zarina was face down, with the top of her head on the floor, while her body was spread diagonally across the bed. Her wings covered her like a blanket. Scowling, Sin angled his head as if trying to match their twisted positions.
How do they sleep upside down like that? Wouldn't all the blood rush to your head and hurt?
I have no idea, she whispered, pushing him back toward the door. But let's let them sleep. He walked through the door, literally, without opening it, and pulled her through behind him. A shiver went over her at his actions. That was eerie.
Yeah, but you have to admit it's kind of fun. I used to do it on Halloween to scare kids.
Kat laughed at the devilish look on his handsome face. You're awful.
Never claimed to be otherwise.
He opened the door to his penthouse and allowed her to enter first. She could sense his exhaustion and his concern for his brother as Sin joined her inside and closed the door behind them. He'll turn up.
Yeah, but how? I have a really bad feeling about this, Katra. Did I make a mistake by freeing him?
She reached up to cup his face in her hand so that she could soothe some of the guilt she felt from him. Oh, Sin, you know better. There was no way you could have left him there like that. Those beautiful golden eyes were tormented.
I know, but...
Don't think about it, she whispered, giving him a light kiss on his whiskered cheek. Sin nodded as she withdrew from him. He still felt terrible, a feeling that wasn't helped as he saw Kat put her hand to her head as if there was a sharp pain behind her left eye.
You all right?
My head really hurts all of a sudden.
You want some aspirin?
With only her right eye open, she gave him a winsome smile. Wish that would work. No, I think I just need to lie down for a sec.
Wondering what could be wrong with her, he took her to his bedroom and helped her into bed. Is it any better?
No, I feel really sick.
He grabbed the plastic trash can from the floor and held it up for her.
Kat groaned as she saw it. You know, nothing says love like a man holding a bucket, waiting for you to hurl into it.
No offense. You start hurling, and I'm going to be needed immediately downstairs in the casino. I guarantee it.
She glared at him with only her one open eye.
That's not very romantic.
He scoffed at her aggravated tone.
Excuse me, did I miss something? What has ever been romantic about vomit?
A man standing by your side when you're sick, holding your hair back from your face? That's romantic.
In what alternate universe do you live? Here in a place I like to call reality? That's disgusting. Who in their right mind would find that romantic?